If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you've probably heard me mention hormones at least once or twice, or maybe a lot more than that. Maybe you've even heard me say things like, weight loss isn't really about calories, it's about hormones, and that if you really want to lose weight, you've got to stop focusing on the same old tired advice to eat less and exercise more, and instead get your hormones to start functioning the way they are meant to function, right? And it's true that hormonal health plays a massive role in pretty much every aspect of our overall health and well-being, from our energy levels to our mood to our ability to lose weight and keep it off. But even if you've heard me talk about hormones in a general sense, you might still be wondering what they actually are, how they work, and how you can get your own hormones to start working for you rather than against you. And that's why in today's episode, I wanted to take a deep dive into hormones, and more specifically, the number one hormone you need to be worried about if you're trying to lose weight and get healthy, along with some practical steps that you can take to start activating your body's intrinsic fat burning power. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. Once again, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I'm the founder of Thinlicious and the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I am also a woman on a mission to help you take control of your health and your weight in order to create freedom in your life, the kind of freedom that comes from looking and feeling your absolute best. Because I understand exactly what it's like to not feel that freedom, to struggle with losing weight and getting healthy, and to just feel uncomfortable in your own skin. I understand what it's like to feel like you've lost your confidence, or to feel embarrassed to look in the mirror, to have your picture taken, or to say no to all the things that you used to enjoy because you don't feel your best right now. Because I struggled with all of that for a very long time, literally for years. I got to a point in my life where I really felt like I was never going to get a handle on it. And it wasn't until I finally decided to do something differently that things really changed for me. I started doing a ton of research into the science of weight loss and learning about all the things that cause us to gain weight, to store fat, and the role of hormones in our life. And I started to realize that basically everything that we've all been told for our whole lives about how to lose weight and what's healthy and what's not healthy is a big fat lie, right? It's a lie that's been made up by big food and big pharma and spread by the media and the medical industry that are totally under their control. And it makes me sick, honestly, especially when I think about how long I struggled for no reason. And it makes me mad too, especially when I think about how many other women are struggling with the exact same thing. And that is really why I am so freaking passionate about this. And why it's my mission to help women get healthy. It's why I started Thinlicious, why I created the Thin Adapted System, because now I know that there is a better way. And if you're new, then you may not know yet that our Thin Adapted System is not just another diet, right? It is a lifestyle. It is about changing your life and the way that you eat in order to get healthy, and then understanding how the food that you eat affects your body and your health so that you can actually make that transformation permanent, right? It's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you know it, you can't unknow it. And you just start to make those better choices. And if you want to learn more about how our program actually works and how we might be able to help you transform your health, then after you finish listening to this episode, because this episode's going to be really good, you should go and watch my free training. It's called Healthy, Happy, and Free. And it basically will help you map out your own personalized plan for getting healthy. It's really good. Like, it's really good and really helpful. And again, it's totally free. So to access that, you just have to go to thinlicious.com/happy. Again, that URL is thinlicious.com/happy. And real quick, one more thing that I need to mention before we dive into today's very important topic, but it is an update on our new app, which, as some of you probably know, was supposed to be available today. And there is definitely no easy way to say this, but it is not quite ready. And I can't even tell you how much it kills me to tell you that. I hate missing deadlines. I really do. I'm very goal-driven and very goal-oriented, in case you haven't figured that out about me. But honestly, this app is a big deal. It's a huge project, and there are just a lot of pieces that have ended up taking a lot longer than we thought they would. And we also know that letting people have access before it's totally ready to go would be kind of a disaster. And so if you've been waiting for this, then I just want to say I am really, 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 really sorry, but it is not quite there yet. What I can tell you is that my whole team has literally been working nonstop to get it ready. And the minute that it is good to go, we are going to get it in your hands. Honestly, I can't wait to get it in your hands. I am dying to get it in your hands because I know that it is going to be such an amazingly helpful, useful tool for anyone who is trying to lose weight and get healthy in a sustainable way. Suffice to say, if you are not yet on our waitlist, be sure to get on our waitlist because that's where we'll be sending updates, and also that's where you'll be first in line to get access. And we've got like amazing bonus gifts for you when you sign up for a free trial. Like, it's, you want to be on this waitlist, right? So get on the waitlist by going to thinlicious.com/waitlist if you haven't done that yet. Again, that's thinlicious.com/waitlist. So that's that. But guys, I am not going to wallow in disappointment today because there are too many other important things I really, really want to talk about, namely hormones and how they impact your ability to lose weight. So first of all, let's just start by talking a little bit about what hormones actually are and why they're so important when it comes to our health. Because the reality is that hormones are huge, right? They play this huge role in our overall health and well-being, and they're responsible for regulating pretty much every major bodily function that we have. They are the chemical messengers that are telling our cells what to do and how to do it, and they affect everything from our energy levels to our mood to our appetite to our metabolism to our ability to get a good night's sleep. And when our hormones are in balance, everything runs smoothly. But when they're out of whack, it throws our entire system out of balance, right? And that's what starts to lead to all sorts of health problems and issues. And what a lot of people don't really get about hormones is that none of them exist in a vacuum, right? Like they're all interconnected and they all work together. And that means that when one of our hormones gets out of whack, it throws everything off. And unfortunately, because of the way that our modern lifestyle and diet has changed so much over the past few decades, hormonal imbalances have become increasingly common, right? Things like chronic stress, the lack of sleep, the processed foods, the environmental toxins, all of those things are wreaking havoc on our hormones. And all of those things then are leading to things like weight gain and fatigue and depression and anxiety and all of these other health issues. And then for women, especially for women over 40, it gets even worse because as we get older, as you probably know, our hormones start changing a lot. This is when perimenopause and menopause start to come into play, and they make all the other hormonal issues that we're already dealing with, right? Whether it's from environmental factors or from what we're eating or anything else, it just makes it that much worse. And so if you feel like your metabolism has suddenly just stopped working, right? You're like, what the heck? No matter what I do, I can't lose this excess weight, right? Like if that's how you feel, you are not imagining it. Your body has basically created this perfect storm of hormonal crisis, and that natural response, right? Your body has natural responses to that. And so when your hormones are in crisis, the natural protective response for your body to that crisis is to store fat. That's what it does to protect itself. And so when it comes to getting healthy and losing weight, it is so crucial that we actually address these underlying hormonal imbalances. And there's probably no hormone more important or more understood than the hormone insulin, right? The title of this episode is, what is the number one weight loss hormone that you have to be thinking about? It's insulin. So let's start by doing a quick overview of what insulin actually is and how it works. Because in a nutshell, insulin is, it's a hormone that is produced by an organ in our bodies called the pancreas, right? So what it does is it's responsible for regulating our blood sugar levels, and it plays a key role in metabolism as well as in the breakdown and absorption of carbohydrates. And so whenever we eat food, especially carbohydrates, our blood sugar levels rise, and that triggers the release of insulin, which then helps to move the sugar out of the bloodstream and into our cells where it can be used for energy, right? So that's what insulin is doing and how it's supposed to function on a normal basis. And while that might sound like a good thing, and in many ways it is, especially when our bodies are functioning properly, the issue is that when we eat a lot of processed foods and a lot of simple carbohydrates like sugar and white flour and highly processed seed oils, it causes our blood sugar levels to spike more frequently and for longer periods of time. And the more that our blood sugar spikes, the more insulin our bodies have to produce to deal with that spike. And this is really a problem because the standard American diet that most of us have been eating our whole lives is basically loaded with the worst possible foods that we could possibly be eating, right? About 90% of the food in the grocery stores is all of this highly processed crap garbage food that is filled with sugar and refined carbohydrates and high fructose corn syrup and all the refined seed oils, right? And over time, when we're constantly eating all of these types of high carb processed foods, our bodies go into panic mode, right? Our bodies start to develop a condition that's called insulin resistance because we're constantly elevating our insulin. And it's because it's constantly elevated, our body doesn't know how to deal with it. And so it stops, our cells stop responding to insulin the way that they're supposed to. And this is a big problem because it means that our bodies are no longer able to regulate our blood sugar levels. And so all of that extra sugar is not being processed the way that it's supposed to be. And on top of that, our elevated insulin levels are telling our body to cling to fat. So all of the extra sugar just ends up getting stored as fat. And that's why insulin is often called the fat storage hormone, right? Because when we have too much of it and our bodies are not able to use it properly, it causes us to gain weight and it makes it really difficult to lose that weight. And that's also why if you are trying to lose weight, you have to address the insulin resistance, right? You have to address the hormonal imbalances that you might have. And some people don't really realize that when we talk about hormonal imbalance and we talk about insulin resistance, that those two things are almost the same thing, right? They're very interrelated. And so you can't talk about one without talking about the other. But before we talk about how to do that and how to actually get your insulin working for you rather than against you, I think it's helpful to understand what causes this insulin resistance, right? Some of the most common causes of insulin resistance and why it has become such a huge problem in our society today. Because if you're wondering why there is an obesity epidemic in this country, why 80% of adults and more than 50% of teens are now considered overweight, and why we just keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter, this is the reason. Everything we're all eating all the time is making us sick and fat. Because the reality is that insulin resistance is a huge problem, and it's one that is only getting worse in our society. It's estimated that up to 88% of adults in the US have some degree of insulin resistance, and that 34% of all adults in the US are actually diabetic, right? Because insulin resistance is the prelude to type 2 diabetes. I mean, that, think about that, 34% of all adults, that's a third of adults right now have diabetes. And those numbers are projected to double by 2030. So how did we get here? What are the most common causes of insulin resistance and why is this such a big problem? Well, according to Dr. Benjamin Bickman, who's the author of the book, Why We Get Sick, which I highly, 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 highly recommend reading. Again, the book is called Why We Get Sick. There are actually a number of factors that are contributing to the insulin resistance epidemic. And the first and most obvious one, which I already mentioned a few minutes ago, is our diet, right? The standard American diet, which is so high in processed foods, simple carbohydrates, high in unhealthy fats, the highly processed kind, right? our standard American diet is a recipe for disaster when it comes to insulin resistance. The types of foods that almost all of us are eating all the time are the exact types of foods that are causing our blood sugar levels to spike, which in turn leads to more insulin production, and eventually our bodies just can't keep up. But honestly, it's not just our diet that's the problem. Diet is the biggest problem, but our modern lifestyle in general is wreaking havoc on our hormones and specifically on our insulin levels, because things like chronic stress and lack of sleep and exposure to environmental toxins can all contribute to insulin resistance. And then, of course, there's the issue of genetics. Some people are just more predisposed to insulin resistance than others. And so if you have a family history of diabetes or other insulin-related issues, you're more likely to be at risk. And then there's even demographic and socioeconomic factors that contribute to insulin resistance, right? If you're of Hispanic, African, or Asian descent, you're more likely to develop insulin resistance. If you live in poverty and you don't have access to healthy, affordable food options, you're much more likely to develop insulin resistance. So those are some of the most common causes of insulin resistance, but what can you actually do about it? Then, right? How do you actually start to reverse insulin resistance and get your hormones back in balance? And how do you use insulin to your advantage rather than letting it work against you? And honestly, it's not always a simple answer, because there isn't really a one-size-fits-all solution. Because while it's true that we can all benefit from eating a healthier diet and making better choices for our overall health, the reality is that we all have slightly different needs and slightly different metabolisms. And not only that, there's also so many different factors that can contribute to insulin resistance that what's working perfectly for one person might not necessarily work as well for someone else. But the good news is that regardless of your individual circumstances, regardless of your health history, there are things that you can do to improve your insulin sensitivity and support your body in regulating your blood sugars more effectively. And when you do that, you'll start to see real changes, right? Changes in your weight, changes in your energy levels, changes in your overall well-being. And believe it or not, these changes can actually start to happen pretty fast, faster than you might even realize. Not only that, you can actually heal your body and reverse insulin resistance without the use of medication and pharmaceuticals. And I think this is really important, right? A lot of times we're so ingrained in the society that just thinks, oh, well, there must be medication for that, right? Actually, and there is medication for this, but it's not as good as actually healing your body, right? If you listen to my episode a few weeks ago on all the ways that big food and big pharma are conspiring to keep us sick and fat, you know that I'm not really a big fan of either industry. But mostly because most of the drugs out there today are not designed to heal you, right? They're designed to reduce your symptoms so that you become dependent on the drugs. The pharmaceutical company doesn't want to heal you because there's no money in that. If they heal you, you'll stop taking the drugs. But if they create something that reduces the symptoms but keeps you dependent, they'll make money all day long. And to me, that's not a solution. So what can you do? Well, first and foremost, the most important thing that you can do is to actually reverse insulin resistance is change the way that you eat. And maybe that seems too simplistic to you, right? Maybe that you're like, yeah, okay, I'll change what I eat. But I promise you that there is nothing that will be more effective than actually changing the way that you eat. And I don't mean dieting. I do not mean dieting, right? I do not mean just eating one way for a little while and hoping you can solve the problem. No, it has to be like a full-on lifestyle change in the way that you eat. And also, when I say change the way that you eat, what I don't mean is the standard diet advice that you're probably getting from your doctor and from all the other so-called experts that is absolute garbage, right? It's complete garbage, because they're going to tell you stupid, stupid, stupid things like, you should lower your calories and you should reduce your saturated fat intake and you should eat less red meat and you should watch the salt and you should eat more whole grains, right? All of those things. Don't do that. Don't do any of that. Instead, change the way that you eat to focus your diet on a few very simple but very important things. Number one, getting lots and lots of nutrient-dense protein from eating meat, especially red meat. Right? especially red meat. But eating meat, it is the most nutrient-dense food that you can eat, especially red meat, right? And if you can, make it grass-fed beef, right? Like getting it really good, high-quality meat is the more high-quality, the better. But even if you're just going to eat the meat from the grocery store, that's better than eating a bunch of processed crap. But lots of nutrient-dense protein. Most of us, especially women, are not eating enough meat and we are not getting enough protein. And that's a huge problem. And also, you know, we talk about like needing to take all these vitamins and supplements and all those things. If you're eating lots of nutrient-dense protein, especially lots of red meat, you're actually getting more nutrients than you need, right? You're going to get everything that you need from your food. And that's way better than taking supplements. The second thing is to load up on healthy fats. And like really hear me here, right? It's not all fats, it's healthy fats. And by healthy fat, I mean natural unprocessed fats that come from animal products. So butter, bacon, right? The fat that's in meat and things like avocados, coconuts, nuts, olives, natural whole foods, like fatty natural foods. That could include full fat dairy, things like heavy cream, right? Sour cream cheese, healthy fats, natural unprocessed food fats that are coming from animal products and in whole foods. Because, and here's why you need healthy fats, right? Because your hormones are actually metabolized in fat. Your body needs more fat to metabolize your hormones. So especially if you are a woman over 40 and you're struggling with hormonal imbalance, part of the problem is that for most of our lives, especially those of us who have grown up in the 80s and 90s where we were taught to be scared of fat, we've avoided fat, right? And every time we diet, we avoid fat. And every time we do that, we're just putting our hormones into more and more crisis because the healthy fats are actually what's helping our body process everything. It sounds counterintuitive, but fat does not make you fat, right? The crappy fat does. This processed stuff, the processed vegetable oils and the shortening and margarine, all of that crap, stay away from it. That's just highly inflammatory stuff that's wreaking havoc and causing your inflammation and your insulin resistance. But the healthy fats, those are the things that are going to actually help heal your body. The third thing is to eat whole foods, right? The way that nature created them, the way that God created them, and the way that they're intended to be. Again, what are whole foods? Lots of meat, lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, right? Especially low glycemic, non-starchy fruits and vegetables. And even like when you talk about fruits and vegetables, right? Using fruits and vegetables that are in season as much as possible, that are locally grown as much as possible. The closer it is to nature and the way nature intended it to be, the better it's going to be for you. And that brings me to the fourth thing, which is to avoid all of the processed crap. Basically, don't even shop in the middle aisles of your grocery store, or as I like to refer to them as the poison aisles, right? The poison aisles, because that's what they really are. It's all toxic poison to your body. All the ultra refined carbohydrates, the high fructose corn syrup, the processed seed and vegetable oils, it's all poison and it's killing you, even though it's killing you slowly, right? We don't see it killing us. If we saw a poison label on there and we saw that we were drinking poison or eating poison, we'd probably stay away from it. But when I walk down those aisles, I can't see anything but that poison, that Mr. Yuck sticker. It's like in my mind, there's giant Mr. Yuck stickers on every box of cereal, right? Every box of granola bars that we've been told is healthy. All of this crap that we think is good for us that is not. So stay away from it. All of the processed foods, stay away from it and just stick to whole foods as much as possible. And the thing is though, and so that was basically four things, right? Nutrient dense protein, lots of healthy fats, whole foods as much as possible, and avoiding the processed crap. And it's not that complicated. And when you're eating this way, the great thing about it is that you don't even have to worry about calories, right? You don't have to worry about eating too much because the problem isn't calories. The problem is your hormones. You just have to eat the right things that are going to allow your hormones to come out of crisis and to start to rebalance themselves and reverse that insulin resistance. And I know that is so hard for a lot of people to understand. It's so counter to everything that we've been told our whole lives that it almost feels like, no, this is impossible. This can't possibly work. But I promise you, weight loss is not about calories. It is about hormones. And in our program, in TAS, the Thin Adapted System program, we call it TAS for short, we really help people with this, right? Because what I have found is that it's not just knowing what to eat, right? I literally just told you, here's what to eat, here's what not to eat. Do this and you will actually experience huge health benefits. But the problem for so many people is that it becomes too overwhelming, or it's too different, or it's too hard, or you don't understand it, right? Like, there's so many other mental factors that come into play. And also, like, there's different ways of eating at different phases in your journey that I think is really important. And that's why we have different phases in our program, right? Depending on what your goals are. So in phase zero, the way that it works in our program is that you don't even change anything yet. You just prepare to start making changes in your life and in your lifestyle by learning more about how the program works and what you'll eat and what you won't eat. Because the reality is that sometimes it takes a little while to start to wrap your brain around all of it and to feel ready to dive in. It takes a little while to go to the grocery store or to stock your pantry or to have the right foods on hand. So that's what we do in phase zero. You don't even have to worry about what you're eating just yet. Right. And then finally, when you're ready, you move into phase one. And in phase one, we focus on actually resetting your metabolism and actually reversing insulin resistance. Right. That's the first thing that you got to do, is start reversing that insulin resistance in order to train your body to start burning fat. And so that means that during this phase, we have you eating a ton of healthy fat, right? Up to 80% of your caloric intake will end up being from fat, because this is actually what helps your body to flip the switch on your metabolism. And that's so crazy for people, especially for those of us who have been raised on low-fat diets, to all of a sudden start eating all this fat. You're like, man, this is delicious, right? Get to eat so much fat. It's so good. It's so filling and satiating. But it's actually what's helping your body to flip the switch. But we don't actually recommend staying in this phase forever, right? Yes, in the beginning, you want to have this lots of healthy fat. But you should only be in this phase for about 4 to 6 weeks. That's about how long it takes to flip the switch on your metabolism to start reversing the insulin resistance and to become what we call thin adapted, right? And then once that happens, you want to move on to phase two, which is what we call the ignite phase. And this is where you're focused on losing weight and burning fat. So during phase two, you're going to start to cut back a little bit on the fat and instead really start focusing on getting a lot more protein, right? Because protein is super nutrient dense. It takes more calories to burn it. So it's going to help you really ignite that weight loss and ignite that fat burn. And during this phase, we start adding in other things too to help you balance your hormones and reverse insulin resistance and heal your gut. So things like intermittent fasting, something that we call PFDs, protein fast days. We add in more fermented foods and add in supplements. But this is where you actually heal your body for life, and it's pretty awesome. But then once you've actually reached your weight loss goal, that's when you get to move into the final phase, right? That's what we call phase three. And phase three is where you get to stay for life, but don't let that scare you, because it's actually awesome, right? Because in phase three, now you have reversed your insulin resistance. Now you have become what we call metabolically flexible. Your body can handle insulin, and now your body can start to handle more carbohydrates again, especially what's known as guarded carbohydrates, right? Things like non-starchy vegetables and legumes and nuts and seeds. And because these kind of carbohydrates are digested more slowly, they're not highly processed, so they're not causing the same kind of blood sugar spikes. So you can actually start to add more of that stuff in, and you're able to live with a lot more flexibility and really just feel great, right? Like, it feels amazing. It feels like freedom. And that is, I think, the thing that people don't understand. Once you actually can heal your body, you create so much more freedom in your life. So with that in mind, what are some practical tips for actually getting started with a healthier diet that's going to help you reduce insulin resistance and heal your body? Because I just went over a lot of things really fast. Well, first and foremost, I think it's really important to remember that this is a journey, not a destination, right? You don't have to change everything overnight. And in fact, it's probably better if you don't. Because the reality is that radical overnight changes to your diet are not very sustainable, and they can kind of be like such a big shock to your system and so hard to maintain because they're so sudden that you don't actually stick with it. And so sometimes it's better to just take a gradual approach. You can start by being more mindful of what you're actually eating, or start by avoiding processed foods and instead focusing on more whole foods or more nutrient-dense proteins or more healthy fats. Or you could focus on finding some healthy recipes that you actually enjoy so that you're not feeling deprived, right? If you've been on our Thinlicious website, you know we have so many amazing recipes, literally hundreds and hundreds of recipes to choose from. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me share lots of recipes from my own kitchen, and they are delicious. They are delicious whether you are trying to eat the Thinlicious way or not, because I love to cook and I love really good food, and I'm not going to cook food that I don't enjoy. And luckily, I don't have to, because it really can be easy. That said, as you start to make these changes, I think it's also really important to be patient with yourself and to give yourself grace always, right? Because like we always say around here, it's what you do most of the time that matters, right? Not what you do some of the time. So if you have a bad day, or you go out to eat and you eat something that's not super healthy, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Just focus on doing a little bit better the next day and the day after that and the day after that. Because what do I always say? Big goals never happen all at once. They are only the result of small steps taken consistently over time. And honestly, if you can just start to make some of these changes, even if they're small changes, you're going to start seeing an impact, right? You're going to be on the path to healing your body and reversing insulin resistance, because at the end of the day, it really is about progress, not perfection. And I will say, if you want help with making these changes in your life and an actual plan for what to do and how to make it work, then you should definitely check out our TAS program, because it's amazing. And the best way to find out more is to watch that free training that I mentioned earlier. Again, it's called Healthy, Happy, and Free, and it's going to explain exactly how our program works and why it works and how you can map out your own personalized plan to reach your health and weight loss goals. And again, you can find that at thinlicious.com/happy. Okay, guys, that is it for today. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. And if it was, please take a minute to share it with anyone you might know who's been struggling with this area of your life. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that sometimes it's just one thing that can make all the difference. And so maybe that this one thing today that somebody's never heard before, this will be the thing that makes the difference for them. Like I said at the beginning, I am on a mission to help as many women as I can find the same freedom that I found in my own life by finally losing the weight and getting healthy for life. It's what I want for you. It's what I want for everyone. And I will see you soon for our next episode.